fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Fitrakis bringing you the other side of the news with the other guy.
Hey, I'm the other guy here on the radio. We're not videoed this week, Bob.
Well, you know what they say about video.
No, what do they say about video?
It killed the radio star.
Wow, I did hear that. Yeah, someone should write a song about that. Speaking of songs, Jimi Hendrix kicked off the show, the Star Spangled Banner. Because it is like a Woodstock thing. What is it? 50 years?
50 years.
50 years, man. Like,
and if Donald Trump would have went there, he would have been the grooviest of all the groovy, and he would have been stardust and golden.
Maybe Pete Townsend would have whacked him with a guitar. That we could only hope for.
That's right.
Absolutely. I got my rose-colored glasses on, which if we were on video, we could see that. But because things are just so freaking bleak. Guns, and more guns. Texas and Ohio, right on the heels of the Garlic Festival in California. It just goes on. We've all been inundated with lots of news about it. For me, I still think that it's that in 30 seconds, the shooter in Dayton was killed by good guys with guns, cops, right? And he had already killed 9 people and injured how many? It just goes on. Anyway, that'll start it off,
yeah,
I guess.
But people should not buy into the notion that he was left wing.
Right. Trump was saying that when he visited Dayton.
What he was
today.
Was violent and misogynist.
Right, right. And we contacted... an area expert.
A member of Antifa, or Antifa,
right.
If you prefer, Antifa.
Right.
Well known in the world of Antifa, and said, yeah, nobody knows this guy.
Right, right. When you want to name who told us this,
sure.
A reliable source, go right ahead. Tell us
Mr.
about Jerry.
Jerry Bello.
Jerry Bello, who's been active.
For a long time.
And he says, nobody knows this guy. Don't believe what they're saying about him being connected to left-wing nuts and violent people in that regard.
But we do know from reports that he was misogynist, that he was into porno grind.
Okay.
Music.
Porno grind.
Porno grind.
Oh, yeah. Right. Let's get
And he also said he liked the manifesto of the shooter in El Paso. Which was very right-wing.
Right, because
so
they're saying
this
he was a Democrat.
Extreme,
right.
Well, he might have voted Democrat, but
right.
That doesn't make him of any significance
right.
Within the, you know, there's no porno grind caucus in the Democratic Party.
Well,
at least
Bernie's
that I know
got
of.
One secretly. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well,
we
I'm
had that kissing
with,
booth here
with,
on the east side. But,
with
yeah.
Bill Clinton gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. We've done enough talking about Epstein. But anyway.
So they're really trying to portray him as a left wing.
Exactly.
But I'm willing to bet when it all comes out, he shot his sister because she was dating a black man. 9 of the people killed. 6 were black. It was the only bar described in that district in Dayton that catered or had a large amount of black people.
Right.
So it does seem to me like
there's an element
a
of
racial
race
element
yes,
involved
right.
here.
He's not what we're calling the guy in Texas, a domestic terrorist.
Yeah,
for want of a better
it was
term.
Clearly because he gave us a manifesto.
Right.
This guy didn't give us a roadmap other than, you know, and you listen to his former girlfriend, you know, the woman he dated in high school, and she was really fixated on the fact that he liked violence, that he said that he heard voices that told them to hurt and kill people.
Yikes. Must be the video games, right?
Again, there was that representative in Ohio who put out a statement blaming it on video games.
Yeah. Well, the president, of course, brought that up to start with, and they bring it up every time. And the president did the same routine.
Did you see her manifesto?
No, I didn't actually see that.
Maybe
so.
We can pull it up here in a second.
All right. In the meantime, the whole notion about video games is ridiculous because studies, real studies, but of course, you know, for what good they do for climate change and convincing people on the right about that reality, they believe that video games are causing problems. And even though every study says, no, that's not the case. As a matter of fact, in some cases, it brings families together, they say.
Well, let's
not
read
me and
a
my
little.
Son, but that's because he's too good at it.
Well, you know, I wish I could have put this on the cover of the Free Press, but Representative Candace Keller, and to the credit of the leadership of the Republican Party, she resigned after she issued this statement.
Oh, the drag queen advocates?
The question of who was responsible. So let's see if we can pull up.
I read the wrong headline.
She actually blamed transvestites, among other people.
Wow.
The godless.
I guess I missed that blurb. There's so much going on here, and so much to, as they say in the media, unpack. But. It just more of the same.
Okay, so here's her reason for the shooting in Dayton. The breakdown of the traditional American family.
Of course.
Transgender.
Traditional.
Homosexual marriage.
Oh, my.
And drag queen advocates.
Drag queen advocates. Not just drag queens probably too, but more importantly, they're advocates.
Fatherlessness.
Yikes. Oh, the old fatherless.
No one discusses.
A subject near and dear to
or
my heart.
Or believes is relevant. The ignoring of violent video games. The relaxing of laws against criminals. Open borders. The acceptance of recreational marijuana.
But being able to purchase guns with less of an effort than it takes to get a car or, for Christ's sakes, a bicycle.
Failed school policies. Disrespect to law enforcement. Thank you, Obama. Hatred of our veterans. Thank you, professional athletes who hate our flag and national anthem.
There they go. Yeah.
The Dem Congress, many members who are openly anti-Semitic. The culture, which totally ignores the importance of God church.
That's why Bernie's so strong in the Democratic Party.
President.
Yeah, yeah.
State office holders who have no interest whatsoever in learning about our Constitution and the Second Amendment.
She could be talking
and
about herself.
Snowflakes who can't accept a duly elected president. And I think she's talking about Donald Trump.
He's pretty dull.
Well, he's duly elected.
Yeah, but I may be a bit
stochastic. Stochastic.
Yes.
Or sarcastic.
Oh, that's what I
But again, he only lost by 3 million votes. He is the finest president of the Electoral College ever.
He knew where they rammed the ramparts. That was in Baltimore, if you recall. That's where the infestations are.
The ramparts.
You know, yes, of course he did. At the airport in Baltimore. But anyway, and so once again, he gets it so right. This woman has resigned then? Is that?
Well, no, they called on her, but she's not resigning.
No, of course not.
Because by God, you get your drag queen advocates.
Yeah.
You're not one of those, are you?
I love drag queens. Yes, I've actually performed in drag myself. Once upon a time, twice upon a time at Stash and Little Brothers. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And boy, did I kill him.
Well, I think Candace Keller's point.
I did
is
an Ethel
well
Merman.
Made.
It was awesome.
Was there a small tub and you swam?
No, that's Esther Williams. And you know what? You make the same mistake that my gay massage therapist at the time did, too. And I thought, my God, Ethel Merman's not even remembered by gay massage therapists in this society.
A teacher of pop culture. And I'm messing up Ethel Merman with
Esther Williams.
Esther Williams. But yes. I'm okay if you're
Ethel Merman,
gay massage therapist.
There's no business like show business. Come on, Bob. Hey, oh golly,
yeah,
that is stochastic.
Do we need to identify the radio station we're on and the show that we're that you're listening to?
This is WGRN 94.1.
Yes, indeed. It's also WCRS 92.7.
And 98.3.
There we go. So we've got that. And this is the other side of the news. And I'm Dan Dugan. That's Dr. Bob Fitrakis sitting here. We're having some fun, not on video tonight. Except when we actually try to get serious about this news, it's just terrifying how many people have just been blown away in a recent, and it goes back just a few years. And our leader is clueless. I think we all.
Well, we're arguing in the Free Press. He's not clueless. He's inciting this.
Mm-hmm.
Stochastic is a notion of using mass communication.
Yes.
That he's putting people in motion. He's attacking Mexicans as rapists. He claims there's these hordes, coming up to the border.
Right.
He is
which caused a man to drive all the way across Texas.
Racism, xenophobia, sexism, through example, with the sexism, and again, he's fermenting this violence.
Right. What
and then
I
he
wonder.
Claims that he's not responsible. Then he can always blame it on some lone nut.
Here's what I don't understand. Why do the Democrats and other people continue to show the respect? I guess because they're that kind of people, and he's the president still, just like the mayor of El Paso and the mayor of Dayton extending their office, support and welcoming.
Right.
But at the same time, why don't people just say he's a bald, fat, lying, lazy son of a, and call it like he is?
Well, I think partly is
I guess it's redundant.
It would be like him, right?
I guess.
It's like
Luke
and Darth Vader, right? You would have gone over to
The dark side.
The dark side.
I see. Okay, well, I just did. I went to the dark side on that.
Donald, I am your father.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to be continue to look at the stochastic presidency as it goes down and... I certainly do believe he will be voted out, but it appears
your
partner Harvey Wasserman and I both agree that the question is will we be able to get him out?
Will he call upon the militias, or as he likes to say,
bikers,
the cops and the soldiers and the bikers and the truckers? He's threatening a coup d'état. He's got Mussolini down better than Mussolini.
Yeah,
got the pompous.
Il Duce. I'm sorry. I have trouble pronouncing that, even though I'm part Italian. So, in the meantime, there are other things going on. House Bill 6 passed in the state of Ohio, Bob.
And again, $1 billion bailout to the nuclear, decrepit, crumbling, non-competitive fascist, because fascist corporations love to work with the state and get money. So the largest welfare check in the history of Ohio was written to them.
Right.
And so they got an extra $1 billion. What do? They turn on their unions. They run all these commercials. These commercials with, we're families. These are our job. And what do? They take the $1 billion and then try to get rid of the union contract.
Right.
And they stuff it in there. Bulging Wall Street pockets.
Absolutely. Yes, with a very dangerous form of energy, as we know.
Yeah, one that produces poisons for tens of thousands of years.
Indeed.
So, welcome to Ohio. But again, we should point out we're also now subsidizing a filthy coal plant in Indiana as part of the bill.
Oh, it really?
Yes.
I missed that little.
Well, bit. You know, there's compromise. When the Republicans compromise with other big government bailout, we hate capitalism and free market Republicans. It's like, okay, you know, we're bought and paid for, so we're going to bail out First Energy, but we're open to allow you to bail out a coal burner somewhere in Indiana. Literally, that was in the bill.
Wow, that's amazing. And it did pass the House, so... Any questions about whether it passes the Ohio Senate?
It's passed. It's law.
Oh, so it is law.
That's why they went after
the
workers.
Did DeWine sign it then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I missed that too.
And again, they try to sell it as green. Well, it's carbon free, but not radioactive free.
Yeah, no kidding. So, all right, that continues. In the meantime, in the city of Columbus, apparently... Zach Klein has decided
that... The city attorney, Zach Klein.
It's a big pot party here.
Who I ran against, got 34,000 votes. Some say may have cost him
that
election. But again, at the time, I was arguing that we shouldn't prosecute marijuana. I'm glad that Zach Klein has adopted the same position,
which is
a progressive position, and he should be...
Dropping all charges that were already on the books as well.
So, I didn't get to say much nice about Zach Klein when I ran against him, but well done, Zach Klein.
Well, and what was his reasoning? The similarity to hemp? Is that what?
Well, now that the state has legalized hemp,
right?
Which I think I used to smoke that. It was either the worst weed in the world when I was in college.
I didn't sell it to you, Bob. Don't point your finger this way.
No, this
wasn't
is
me.
When I was in college.
Okay.
You remember the wet towel under the door? Yeah. Yeah.
Not at Kent State, but I went and visited people at Bowling Green, Miami, OU. Yes,
now,
that's
I was
what
in
they
the dorm,
did
but
there.
Our pot was so bad, you'd smoke a little nickel bag, and you'd have to ask the person next to you whether... Do I look high? I think I was smoking hemp.
Smoking hemp, yeah, right. Yes, the male plant. But
does this mean that I'm a drag queen advocate? I was smoking the male plant.
Amazing. Does it go that way? See, there are some people that dress in drag aren't necessarily. Oh boy, we're gonna get ridiculous here. So Zach Klein has dropped all the charges against anyone who was being charged with marijuana.
Good on you, Zach Klein.
Okay, so on we go to a very progressive community. But in the meantime, the free press tells us maybe not. And if you look at the West Side, there's continuing to be an opiate scourge.
Right. Yeah, the numbers are staggering, which came out in the report. In a period, I believe it was a six-year period, 2006, right, to 2012.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can get the number.
See, Bob was away this past weekend when the paper came out.
We're having, I know it was somewhere around 170 million opioids from our friendly corporate dealer, Big Pharma, including... Cardinal Health, yes, 170 million opioids into one far west zip code, 43228. So, 6 year period in zip code 43228 on the west side, 170 million pharmaceutical pills for 50,000 people. And so, if you want to get people hooked, and then later cut them off so they can do a little black tar and fentanyl or China white, whatever they prefer.
Yeah, which actually it turned out that China white was fentanyl all along. So it was an early entry into the Chinese,
the illegal pharmaceuticals that flood our country.
And but numerous stories. You just make a call to China.
Are there answers?
I'd like some fentanyl.
And there is Suboxone for some. And there is treatment, and that should be emphasized. But what was it, 170
million pills?
In one zip code on the west side.
So. Yeah, 50,000 people live there, 6-year period, 170 million. From 2006 to 2012.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting.
And the zip code, 43228. 43228. And they did this similar, small towns in Kentucky and West Virginia. They turned them into pill mills.
Yeah,
Say's Law. Supply will create demand. They found this particularly early on when the Reagan cracked down on marijuana. The price of marijuana, you know, was up there with the price of gold per ounce, but you could get a rock of cocaine for $3. So there was a huge shift against, you know, first drugs and drugs of choice
And Reagan was, at that time, one of the biggest drug dealers in the world.
Well, if we Iran-Contra
was supposed to bring out and make clear. But, hey, what do we know here on the left, right? We also, looking at the new Free Press, want to draw your attention to Esther Flores' article about the human trafficking that's going on the West Side as well, which in other parts of this country. So they're trying to bring hope and human resilience. It's really interesting, though. The West Side is one of those things. I lived out there in Westgate for a while. I watched a lot of neighborhoods close to me completely deteriorating. The city continues to pump lots of money. And, hey, great for the artists down in the bottoms, now called Franklinton, but it seems like they don't put enough emphasis into the hilltop itself, that part of the West Side, or maybe I should just say the impoverished, but, you know, the poor people, yeah.
But there was a peace train that came there, at least a peace train mural.
That's true, and the big jam. I got to play the first summer jam out there on the West Side and had a darn good time. They put on a good festival. It's gotten bigger every year. It's not as big as the Bean Festival yet, though.
What festival?
The Bean Festival. The Bean Festival has been going on for many, many years.
Well, I know the Pumpkin
right
Festival.
Right there on the hilltop. Yeah, you get beans.
I know the Tomato Festival
big old plate of
Reynoldsburg.
It started way back in the Depression when, you know, folks had to eat beans because they couldn't get their meat because they couldn't afford it. See? So there you go. But the summer jam out there is doing very well. So and
all right,
they have
so a lot of things
created,
happening there on the west side.
And they've created art to go with it.
And again, that's the peace train. And, of course, it glides westward, or so Brian Curtis writes, in the Columbus Free Press. So, and when you think of peace train, you think of
the OJs from Cleveland, perhaps?
I'm thinking about Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens. Oh, I had the wrong peace train.
Oh.
Oh, I'm thinking of the love train. Oh, silly me. I tell you. Not soul train.
And well,
love train.
Did you ever want to dance?
Train. There were a lot of trains back then.
The big dance at the end. Did you ever want
to
dance on soul train?
Yes, I did. My sister and I used to just.
Did you?
Yes, we had no rug in the room with the TV. We didn't have to cut a rug. We just glided across the floor. Yes, indeed. I thought everybody was doing that and getting funky.
For sure, for sure.
As I did at the Ike and Tina Turner review at the Ohio State Fair, which I went to. You were away, or did you catch a day at the State Fair?
We did indeed catch a day. But we went there on the day there was no livestock.
Livestock.
They claimed
at the state
it was
fair?
Changeover day.
Get out of here.
There were like eight.
Changeover day.
Eight good looking chickens and roosters.
Eight? What? They said, there's eight good looking chickens over here you can see.
There was a camel they were riding.
Wow. I saw a lot of chickens and rabbits. Big rabbits. Yeah.
I saw, there was one giant rabbit. And I thought I was hallucinating. I thought it was like Harvey.
In the meantime, shall we tell people that the salon will be happening the second Saturday?
Second Saturday salon.
There's a DJ and maybe a movie. Folks can also go downtown this weekend to the Latino Festival.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't they have to check in with President Trump?
Maybe so. They do end it at 8 o'clock, but I'm sure there's going to be lots of great music.
Can't we get a barrier up quick?
A barrier between Trump and the rest of
No, between the Latinos and Latinas and the proud white people.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But I don't think that's going to happen. What I think is going to happen is it's going to turn into a great big pot party. Everybody's going to just cha-cha and rumba.
And you'll re-elect Zach Klein.
Merengue. I mean, salsa music will abound, and it'll be fun. And Zach Klein, that's right. We have Zach Klein to thank. I'm glad you didn't beat him, Bob. I really am. I think that was very nice of you to hold off and not win that
election. Well, he was running for county prosecutor. He lost. So now he went to the city, and he's doing very good things. So all Zach Klein news all the time here.
Okay, we'll keep you posted.
And he's cool.
It is the other side of the news. Dr. Bob Fitrakis, Dan Dugan, just on the radio this week, but we may be back with our lovely mugs in video soon when that train returns to the WGRN studios.
So two of the greater faces for radio.
Thank you much.
And what are you going to do? You're going to do that impersonation on the way out.
Which one
Ethel
was that?
Ethel Merman.
I've already done it, didn't I? I thought I did. But again. One more time? Again. Well, because there's no business like show business. No business, I know.
And that's why the shootings happened, according to Candace Keller. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.